This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, online tsn1050.ca. Brian Hazio, Doug, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. The Leafs are in Pittsburgh tonight, taking on the Penguins. And Pittsburgh's been one of the top two or three teams in the league for a couple of months now. Like, Tampa has separated themselves. They won again last night in overtime.
Yeah.
They're 23-2-1 in their last 26 games. Like, that's just an absurd run. And it kind of replicates what they did on multiple occasions last year.
Yeah, they're on fire now.
Yeah, I think Tampa has now played themselves into cup favorites, like close to it. Like, yeah, the only thing stopping me is that they got swept in the playoffs a year ago.
Yeah, show me what you can do in April.
Yeah, that's a reasonable tag. But just based on watching them play, you're like, these guys don't lose. Literally, they don't lose.
That is a factor. Like, if you don't think that they're not going to be thinking about that, like, because they're going to be saying, it's in the back of your head, we got dummied by Columbus. So don't think your you-know-what doesn't stink around here. Like, Columbus dummied us four straight.
Yeah.
So what if they get a matchup of, who knows?
Of them in Columbus.
Pitt or somebody like that.
It could be Columbus, too. They could end up in first place when it's all said and done, and Columbus could get that last wild card spot. Like, it flat out could be them in Columbus again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we don't know, but you're right. I think you look at Tampa and you judge them on, okay, show us what you can do in the playoffs with this group. You know, same thing with the Leafs. Win a round. That's the goal. And then, and after that, you'll continue to run if you can win a round. Then you build on that.
Well, especially considering who they're going to be playing if they end up in the three spot. If the Leafs win that race against Florida,
then that's,
you're
Boston.
Either going to beat Tampa or Boston in the first round. You can beat them. You can beat anybody.
Right.
So
two good teams.
Right. If you beat one of those two teams, there's no reason why you can't go on a run. I don't think it would be considered a miracle necessarily after that. The miracle might be
to beat those
beat
teams.
The first team.
Right.
Right. You may not face a tougher competition.
Yeah.
The rest of the whole run. You know, Washington, I think, might be there. Maybe Pitt. Maybe St. Louis, when, if you're lucky enough to get to a cup final.
Yeah.
Although nothing's guaranteed in the West either. But lots of trades today. It sounds like Alec Martinez may be traded from the L.A. Kings to Vegas. That is what Bobby Mack is reporting, for a couple of second-round picks. So defensemen are starting to go. You know, I know a lot of people in Toronto are wondering, what's going to happen here? You're going to make a move? And Dylan DeMello got traded from Ottawa to Winnipeg. Brendan Dillon from San Jose to Washington. You had Marco Scandella today, yeah, traded from Montreal to St. Louis. And now it sounds like Alec Martinez from L.A.
Okay.
to Vegas. So those are four defensemen traded today.
If you had a choice out of those four that were traded today,
based on the prices that we know had to be paid,
like roughly, yeah, who would you have wanted out of that group for the Leafs?
Like Martinez, he's the best player out of all of them.
Yeah.
Martinez or Dillon for me.
Like, Dillon brings to me a little bit different of a dynamic. So Dillon's a big, strong guy, defender, can still skate in the league, advance the puck a little bit, and he's kind of your modern-day this Pollock type of thing. Heavy in the corners, stands up for his teammates, will fight.
I like Martinez because he's got another year left, too.
Yeah,
but I think it's $4 million.
Yeah, no, it's rich, and you know, depending on if you get somebody to, you know, you get LA to bite some of that. It's just, it's more looking at the player. You know, who would you have liked to have and to fit into your, whether it's bottom six or bottom pairing.
Well, not on this team. I mean, any of those guys are probably playing ahead. Like tonight, Mark Marinson's going in.
Yeah.
For Liljegren, like any of those guys clearly are ahead of them. You know, Dermott, Justin Hall.
Yeah,
they haven't necessarily established themselves as top four guys.
No, DeMello's a third pairing guy for me.
Right.
On a team that has some depth. And
I mean, ultimately, it's a moot point because they're not being acquired by Toronto. But who else is left? I think is the debate.
Begging for depth. When you get through, look at Chicago. As soon as Taze and Kane started making $10.5 million, there's not a whole lot of depth going around the Chicago Blackhawks. And they got three guys at $11 million. So if you think that depth is going to be a big part of this franchise moving forward, sorry, not happening.
Not likely via trades and free agent signing.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's you got the goaltender coming up, and you got Morgan Riley coming up after that. So good luck with your depth.
You got to draft appropriately.
Yeah,
that's why you can't throw away drafts.
Did you like Sheldon Keefe's comments today about, you know, it's on me to play the depth guys? It sounds like he called the depth guys the third and fourth line over and had a chat with them at practice today. Said, I'm going to give you a little bit more opportunity, but I need you to produce.
He's got to feel the need to put them on the ice instead of looking down the bench saying, I got to put Matthews out there again. Because that's what's been happening.
But how is that going to change?
I have no idea.
Just doing it doesn't mean your mentality has changed.
No, but I think if what the coach is saying is, I'm going to give you a little bit more of a look here, so don't make me look stupid. Get out there and produce. That's how you're going to beat teams like Pittsburgh that are winning on depth and Tampa and Boston. And, you know, your top players are going to get points and they're going to produce, but it's that secondary wave. That's how teams are having success in the league right now. And he's saying, we're not getting that secondary wave from the bottom of our roster. I'm going to give you a little bit more opportunity, maybe a little different look. So you might see where we thought Austin Matthews would be immediately over the boards if it's an offensive zone draw or something. You might see Engvall or Spezza or somebody get that opportunity. That's kind of the message I got from his comments today.
Yeah, and I think that's a strategy that holds some weight. You know, try to support your guys.
Right, give them an
opportunity. Don't try to bury them. Be like, listen, I'm going to try to build you up here.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, that is always subject to change if they don't pull their weight.
Honestly, and you don't get matchups on the road.
Right.
If if he's looking down the boards and 87's going over the boards, like it's not a matchup throwing out
the fourth line team.
You're trying to get what you can out there. So it'll be a challenge. The biggest challenge on the road is you can't hide players. Like that third pairing could get, that's why Marincin's going back in. You get at least a veteran guy who's played games in the league.
Comfortable on the road.
A little bit more comfortable on the road. You're just not getting matchups. And, you know, Sullivan's going to double down with Malkin or Sid.
Well, you got him.
If he sees, you know, a favorable matchup for himself out there.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is Ray Ferraro. What's happening, Ray?
I just finished at EA and made up some more gobbledygook, which is what we do there, and all getting jammed into however they put it in the game, and just watching the trades go by the board. So we got more juggling to do on Monday.
Yeah, we were wondering about that ourselves. I mean, there are deals breaking here. Like every 5 minutes, someone else is being traded. There's been a bunch of defensemen traded today. Toffoli got dealt last night. Blake Coleman a couple of days ago. Who's left?
Well, did you see this?
Yeah, like Grappler. What kind of dent is on Frank Saravalli's list? Like that's a major dent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just reading New Jersey Devils. Kyle Palmieri will be held out.
Oh, is that a fake account? Grappler's calling fake account on that.
Good, good.
What kind of a loser creates a fake account?
No.
Buddy, I almost bid on one. A couple weeks ago, they're like, Gerard Gallant hired in Jersey, Scott Stevens, assistant coach, and Patrick Eliash. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, biting on it. I mean, I guess it's on you too. We've all been caught doing that, but I'm saying, like, who goes out of their way to create
a fake account? You're such a loser.
Yeah, I know.
It's such a loser move.
Better not read it out then.
Yeah, be careful there.
Be careful.
Anyway.
It's crazy, though. Like, as soon as 1D got traded or one forward got traded, you're like, you can almost feel like the GM's starting to get the sweat, you know, going, crap, I'm going to be out of a guy here if I don't get moving. I've got to, man, there goes the guy I really want. I got to get going on to plan B. And, you know, as soon as, like, all of a sudden Marco Scandella gets traded, I wouldn't say he would have been one of the first four or five guys to get traded. But now a couple guys are, you know, Andy Green's off the board. So, we better pay attention to that. And then Alec Martinez is that deal done in Vegas? And, man, once they go, they start to go.
Yeah, and that's what you should be doing, right? I mean, if you're a GM and you know what you want, it's not like you just pick up the phone today.
Right.
You've been chipping away at a deal probably for a while. But I got to think your anxiety starts to peak a little bit. Like, who else is this guy talking to? And if I don't call him back and just say, done, like, I'm in.
But that's
am I going to miss by 5 minutes?
They got all these deals cooking. It depends on how horny you are to get that player.
Right. But and also the fear that you can't wait another 6 days, you know, and that's the way it should be.
I mean, once Coleman went, right, so then Vancouver already knows this news, obviously, about Brock Besser, that he's going to be out two months. They can't be fiddling around here and saying, oh, yeah, we'll get to a forward. We'll wait closer to Monday. They're like, man, we like Toffoli. We got to move on it now. And they paid a big price for Toffoli. But I think Toffoli's a really good player. But that you know, the Coleman deal matched with Besser's injury had to push that down the road a little bit.
Yeah. So what is the reaction in Vancouver? Because they're in somewhat uncharted territory. I mean, they've kind of been in a playoff race into the new year in the past 2 or 3 years, and then usually it just completely falls off. I can't imagine that would be the expectation this year. But Besser out, like you said, they've had a couple of injury problems, and now you go out there and get Toffoli, and they're still in a race. By no means are they a lock to make anything. And the Jimmy Benning as kind of an insecure GM angle probably factors in. Is he desperate? Are these moves through the lens of desperation? What's the reaction been to all these different news items in Vancouver?
Well, I think the people are excited that they went and got they got Toffoli. I think they're excited that the team is in this race. I'll tell you, it's been a few years since, you know, the hockey fan in Vancouver has had much to cheer about, and it kind of feels like, you know, it's invigorated a little bit, even though they're nowhere locked into a playoff spot, or, you know, certainly not a great team. They're a good team. I think they can make it. If they don't, though, guys, this is the type of deal that ends up blowing up in your face, because not only did they trade a first round pick this year for JT Miller, and that deal has worked out really well. Miller has been phenomenal for them. But they trade a prospect who most think is going to be at least a third-line center in Tyler Madden, and they trade a second-round draft pick. So from their futures bucket, they've traded their first and their second-round picks of this year and Tyler Madden. So I think people are a little nervous, like, wow, what if it doesn't work out? You know, now what do you do? And so it's really... it's kind of a balancing act, I'd say, a little bit here between, you know, between excitement of what's happened and nervousness about what might happen if they don't make it, right? And they're not a sure thing, but I don't know. I think they're going to make it, guys. I really do.
Yeah, I think they will too, Ray. But, you know, that's kind of the consistent theme throughout the country, where we know Ottawa's out, and they've been out since training camp. Montreal trading Marco Scandella today, which is a deal that might make sense at any time. But I think that's the first signs of the white flag going up in Montreal. They know they're not going to make it. So Montreal's probably out. But Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver are all kind of dealing with the same levels of uncertainty. And Toronto and Winnipeg thought they would be clearly in, I believe, based on the history of the two teams.
Start of the year, yeah.
I think Calgary thought they would definitely be in, based on what they did a year ago.
Yeah.
Edmonton and Vancouver are the ones that are kind of in rarefied air at this point.
Especially with Edmonton, the injuries, they're like Klefbom's gone, McDavid, Neal.
Right. And yet those are the two teams that are in the best spot right now.
Yeah,
technically,
they've got games
Edmonton
in hand
and Vancouver.
Too. They've got games in hand.
Right.
I still, in watching those games out there, Ray, and you watched a lot of those teams, I think Arizona's in tough, personally.
Yeah.
Like, that's the...
You just had them in Ottawa, didn't you, Jamie?
Yeah. You know, and as much as I think they've taken some steps, I don't know. I think they've got talent, but they just kind of hang around games. And, you know, you want more from Kessel. Taylor Hall's a point-of-game guy there, but he's still finding his way, if you ask me. And, you know, that Connor Garland, guys like that. Like it I don't know. It looks different for me. Now, maybe they just scratch and claw, but to me, they're a goaltending driven team. And when you have, you know, Kemper that's been out and retweaked something, and Ranta's a guy who kind of, you know, is a little bit unreliable.
You can't count on him health wise, right?
Right. That's the thing. It's a battle for them.
That'd be great for the Canadian teams. Get them out of the way.
That's what I was saying. Like,
move on. That
could help Winnipeg get in there. Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. They're right in the muck. All of them.
See, I like DeMelo to Winnipeg. I think that will help them. Winnipeg's been hanging on by a shoestring on their blue line. Man, guys get hurt every game just in time to get another guy back. You know, like they're barely hanging on there. I think that's a good move for them. Calgary, they've started to score some goals. I'm not really sure how, because Goudreau's got one goal in 14 games. But man, they got five in the third period against Anaheim yesterday. They're in the mix. It seems like, anyway, Nashville's starting to roll a bit, so that cramps up the wild card race, and you've got the five teams in the Pacific that are stumbling all over top of each other, and whatever's going to happen here in the next few days, it's not going to clear itself up, that's for sure. This is a race right to the end.
Yeah, and that's the scenario that the Maple Leafs find themselves in, with either the race for the third spot in the Atlantic with Florida. Florida's 2 points back, they have a game in hand. And the wild card races with Columbus and Carolina and Philly, and I would include the Islanders, who have really come back to earth all of a sudden. But you look at the Leafs, yeah, they got 22 games left. We went over this extensively yesterday, Ray. Seven games against the elite teams in the East. Three against Tampa, two against Pittsburgh, including tonight, at Washington, at Boston. So seven of the 22 are against those four teams. They got a tough road ahead, and then two against Florida. Like they've got some adversity. Wow. They know it. They feel it. How do you see them handling that?
Well, I said last week I think they're going to make it, but at some point, like for all these teams, I guess you can think about it all you want. Eventually, you've got to perform, right? You've got to get it done. And I can give them, I don't know if pass is the word, but I can look at what happened in Buffalo and go, okay, they got a bunch of guys sick. We've all tried to play sick, and man, sometimes you just don't have it. They didn't, they had the game back. It was right. It was 2-2, and then all of a sudden, boom, in 90 seconds, it's all put away. I'm like, I can understand where that one happened, but pretty soon, if you understand too much, the games just melt away and you're really in it. I don't know. These are tough games this week. I mean, Pittsburgh is just rolling right now. I watched them on the weekend, and this is a team Toronto should, they should look at and admire about the way that they go about their business with this high end skill. And man, they just put you through the grinder. They forecheck and they're fast and they're hard. It's not like they're super physical, but man, they just play fast and hard all the time, and
they back check too.
Oh man, that's the area, right? Yeah, they do. That's the area that Toronto has to continually try to get better at, is to play harder, to play faster, and the example is sitting right there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and that, I think, again, there's still more chapters to be written on this season before we officially define it is. But I think what is so disappointing through 60 games is this was supposed to be the beginning of their, Pittsburgh era, so to speak. In terms of just consistently in, they're in. You want to believe other teams fear them. You want to believe they can get through any adversity, because Pittsburgh's done that forever. And they've run into a lot of adversity, right? Like with coaching changes, management changes, Crosby in and out of the lineup with big injuries, Malkin in and out of the lineup, and they just continue to chug along, and secondary pieces come and go, and Pittsburgh does not miss a beat.
Their third line that they just love is Teddy Bluger and Zach Aston-Reese, who got hurt the other day, and Brandon Tanev. And they just, that line just like their energy and their production and their, you know, the way that they can, they don't even just give a breath to the top lines. They keep the momentum going. Like, that's part of how they built this team. I'm really impressed with them. I mean, a guy who doesn't garner any, you know, around the league notice is Brian Dumoulin. He's been out the better part of 2 months. He's Chris Letang's partner. So they plugged Jack Johnson in there, who was rotten last year, just had a terrible year, and things worked fine for them. But they're missing one of their top pair defensemen. You know, like, so, yeah. Like, the Leafs can't, or the fans really can't say, oh, yeah, you know, but they've got it, or we've got injuries. And yeah, Pittsburgh's been doing it all year. All year, with significant people out of the lineup. And I think they've had a really, really impressive season.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. This will be a tough one tonight. Then they got Pittsburgh at home on Thursday. So even if you survive tonight, they're coming right back at you on Thursday. Or if you lose tonight, you got to get back onto the train against Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Well, you got to split these games.
Like, you got to find a way.
Yeah. You have to split them.
And the last time
they made a turning point in the season, and they can double down.
Well, if you win them both, then you start making some hay.
It could be a massive turning point. Yep. If they could somehow find a way to sneak out both of them and say, okay, let's get rolling here.
Well, this is interesting, and I'd be curious to get your take on this about whether or not athletes, you know, do they have memories? Do they? And what I mean by that is, you know, do they remember the feeling the last time they left a rink? Because if you can recall, the last time they left this rink.
Yeah, that was long. That's too long ago. They got a new coach. Yeah. That's gone.
So they don't have any sense of.
Castasua was in that.
I hear you, but that was maybe the most embarrassing game of the year.
That's
like,
right.
It was pathetic.
So already they left the rink saying, we can never play as bad as that. That's gonzo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like it to show up.
It's kind of like when we have a bad show. It's kind of like when we have a bad show, it's gone.
Yeah, but you're right about that. I guess I'm just
actually, when we're having a bad segment, it's gone halfway through the segment.
Yeah, usually we just take
end
it
of the
off
first
the rails.
Period. We figured that out pretty quickly. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I guess I'm not saying I necessarily need them to or want to, and I don't think they had to address it earlier today. But you know, it was so bad. Like that was the game that really got Babcock fired. He may have been on his way there anyway. But they left Pittsburgh, and it was like, he's done. Like, they have quit on him, and it looks brutal. And that was ugly, man. That was a 6-0 beatdown.
Was it 6? I thought it got a little worse than that. I thought it was like a 7-1, wasn't it?
Maybe it was. I mean, maybe I've forgotten about it. Who am I kidding?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, it was ugly, and let's put it that way. And needless to say, if that happens again tonight, we're going to have quite the mood in the city tomorrow. But... how about Shea Weber playing tonight? Like, how did that happen? And why is he playing? Like, I give him all the credit in the world. That's amazing. But what's he doing? I thought he was done for like a month and a half.
I'm with you on the why. Yeah. I don't, you know, like, I don't, on the why part, Brian, I don't know. I mean, like, of course you want to play if you can, but, man, they're out. It's over. Right? Like,
well, if it's not career threatening, then why would you not play? Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, if he's available.
You're saying go ahead and play anyway?
Well, I think if he's fine, like, I if he's, like, injecting it and, like, you know, bat, like, this isn't the playoffs.
The Warriors,
yeah, this isn't
like,
the playoffs.
Take the year off.
But, like, if you're fine to play, you know, I
have a question, though. So the doctor said he's out 4 to 6, and he's back in a week and a half. Like, with all due respect, did O look at his MRI?
Yeah, something's not adding
up.
Yeah,
maybe that's what happened. Dr. O was the initial diagnosis.
The overdrive guys looked at it. We've
fractured your leg, Shay. Actually, you didn't.
Something
actually,
happened.
I was looking at your elbow. You're going to be
fucked. Exactly.
That was the wrong MRI.
It could be like
that's the only explanation I can think of. Because
it's really weird.
Yeah, like
4 to 6 to playing tonight. Like, I love that one.
It's I believe it's his foot, right? Is it foot or ankle? Put it this way, it's a part of his body where he's had problems before.
Right, had surgery on, I believe.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm more surprised the Habs didn't go to him and say, "Listen, we love it. We love your courageousness. We love how you want to play.
You're not playing.
But you're not playing, man. And we're playing aren't they playing Detroit?
Yeah. Slide into lottery territory here.
Yeah. Well, they don't need him. They shouldn't need him against
Detroit.
They've
lost. That's how they... That's
Detroit's beat them three times.
Three times in regulation. That's the team that has cost them to be in that playoff hunt. Three times in regulation, they've lost to Detroit. And like, it's crazy how certain teams have that number. Boston, I believe, has lost twice to Detroit this year in regulation.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, Detroit is going to get wins, just like Ottawa and some other teams that have been closer near the bottom. But
yeah, they got wins. They got 14 of them.
Yeah. Well, three of them are from the Habs.
They
in
have
regulation.
Detroit has a -106 goal differential.
I don't think that's good.
That's a bit of a problem.
Point total. They have like 32 points.
That would be a lot of nights of they got a lot and we got a little.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to hit 50 points.
That's slap shot. We got a lot of losses.
32 yeah. points
Colorado
in 61
the one
games.
Year, Colorado had 47.
47,
Four
I
years ago, was that?
Yeah.
They'll be pushing that.
I don't know if they get to 47, but they need 15 in 21 games.
Hey, guys, I played on a team that finished with 14 wins. At least Detroit's got 20 games left to get a few more.
Yeah, they'll sneak past you guys. That's a shame.
I think we got hot to get to 14.
That would be the best part if you guys ran off like five in a row down the stretch.
Right at the end.
And everyone's like, what is happening?
Just on
here?
Fire.
Look at
the
these
end.
Guys. And then you guys being heroes in the postseason presser, like we really felt good about ourselves.
Yeah, we were just warming
by the end
up.
Of the game, this was a 160 game season. We're in the playoffs.
Yeah, just warming up.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. We could have played 160 games and there wouldn't have been any warm up.
No. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens tonight, and I'm sure there'll be more trades between now and tomorrow at 5. I don't think Duthie is handling it so well.
Good, because the more trades there are, we'll see what Duthie's all about. Let's see some entertainment from the host.
Well, he got nominated today for another screen award for the 2019.
Yeah, he voted for himself again.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like, who's...
He wins it every year. Like, just give it to him.
Free agent frenzy. Yeah. Well, this is going to be his best work ever if all the deals are done now.
We should win an award.
Yeah, why don't we win a... How do we get up for an award?
I don't know.
Let's create an award.
Awards?
Well, it's like the Marconi Awards and stuff.
Al's brother for the segment. 10 seconds of XFL.
Just start a campaign.
Exactly.
Start a campaign to win. It doesn't even matter for what. Just try to win.
So, yeah, we should put our names in the hat of some sort of an award. Medical field... Radio, TV, somewhere. We're
trivia.
Qualified. Trivia.
Trivia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get an award at some point, and we'll include you, Ray.
It's just all creativity. I think there is an award to be had.
I like it. All right. We'll stay on it. Grappler, find us the most pathetic award available, and we'll win it. All right, buddy. We'll do it tomorrow at 5.
Talk to you then. See ya.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It's time to Toyota. Fall in love with your car again with rates as low as 0% of Maple Toyota right next to Canada's Wonderland.
You were right. It was 6-1. Now, just looking back at Pittsburgh's, it was like, I believe it was November 16th.
Yeah, because Babcock 6-1. Got fired on the like 19th or 20th.
Yeah, 6-1 in Pitt.
Because they went to Vegas after that.
Yeah.
Lost in Vegas.
Then it was game over.
Yeah, but Babcock was fired when he got on that plane in Pittsburgh. Like, he knew it, and...
Yeah, that was a rough one.
That was like a day later. He's like, I bet on Mike Babcock. That was his way of saying, I know I'm gone, but...
They lost in Vegas 4-2, and then they went into Arizona.
1-3.
Beat Arizona.
3-1.
That was Sheldon Keefe.
Colorado.
And then Colorado, and then it was kind of, okay, let's see where we go from here.
Yeah.
Leafs in Pittsburgh tonight, taking on the Pens. We'll tee that up continuously throughout the hour. John Gibbons has a new gig with the Atlanta Braves. He will join us at 6:05. We're looking forward to catching up with John Gibbons. And Bob McKenzie will be in studio to recap all of the trades throughout the NHL that have happened today. He'll be in studio around 6:25. All right, John Gibbons will join us in about a half an hour. We have a pair of tickets to give away this week. Leafs taking on Vancouver February 29th, and every day this week we will provide the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And on Friday, you'll have a chance to call in and name that Leaf. Today's clue: this former Leaf has won a Stanley Cup, but it was not in Toronto with the Maple Leafs. Shocking. Was that last part necessary, Grappler? Like
Gary Roberts.
Could be. Could be Gary Roberts.
Larry Murphy.
Could be Larry Murphy.
Phil Kessel.
Could be Phil. Anyway. Apparently, we're up on TSN 4 now as well. So shout out to everyone that's been waiting patiently.
Yeah, crickets over.
Feathers.
Yeah, you got about 20 minutes left of us. And then I think we're supposed to be up on TSN 2 in the final hour, but who knows?
Nice. Cricket might be on there too.
You see, Drew Brees made an announcement today that he's going to return for another season and he will be playing in New Orleans.
I think he's got it in the tank and he's still a great quarterback, but I don't know, some of these guys that are just like making everybody kind of on edge and waiting, sooner or later you got to say, we're moving in a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think New Orleans, this probably means Teddy Bridgewater is going to walk and he'll be a free agent and he'll be sought after. Like, there will be teams looking at him. His number, he looked really good in New Orleans. When Brees broke his thumb or finger or whatever it was.
Fantastic record.
He looked really good. And he was good in Minnesota before he had that gruesome injury, man. That knee injury was gruesome. Like, I didn't think he was ever going to play again.
Yeah.
So Taysom Hill. Remember Taysom Hill came out last week and was telling everyone he's a quarterback and he wants to be a starter. Now apparently he's backpedaling. He's like, oh, I didn't say anything about a timeline. Like, I'm cool with sticking around and playing with Brees. And he doesn't have a choice, I would assume. You know,
yeah, you're a...
You're a weapon. An option. You're an option.
Right.
You're a weapon. You're an option. You're a guy who can throw, but you're not going to be back there for, you know, 90% of the snaps or whatever. But I guess Brees effectively was looking at it with two options, either re-signing in New Orleans or he was going to retire. Now, it's easy to say that now because it sounds like he and New Orleans are going to work out a deal.
So you're looking at the Brady situation then.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Brady and... In terms of Drew Brees, like, Drew Brees is an all-time great quarterback. Like, arguably a top 10 quarterback of all time. He's got the stats, like, most touchdowns, yardage, all that kind of stuff. Got a Super Bowl. He's a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Right.
And he was kind of playing a similar game to Brady. You know, not sure what I'm going to do. Free agent in New Orleans.
Right.
And yet, he was not getting any of the publicity because almost 100% of it was directed towards Brady and the Patriots, and it speaks to the aura of Brady.
Yeah, well, Drew Brees was also controlling that narrative. He wasn't getting things floated out there saying, San Diego's a real option here.
Well,
Brady's responsible for a lot of the narrative that's been created.
He wasn't taking pictures on Instagram trying to figure out if he was walking in and walking out. Yeah. He didn't do a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that factors in. I'm not going to downplay that.
Collinsworth comes out and different people come out and say... San Diego, like, they're not hearing that from some Muppet. It's coming from somebody in Brady's camp or Brady himself.
I don't think there's any denying that. I think it is Brady. Reports are out there indicating today that Brady, he's not going to do a tour. He's going to set up shop and make teams come to him.
Right, right.
And I think he's reached a point now where he wants to go through that. Like, even if he's going to re-sign in New England, he wants other teams to come in, bend the knee, and say, Tom, we love you, Tom. Please come here. We'll give you anything. This is why we believe we're going to win. And then even just having the ability to have someone with a lot of pride roll into your place, beg you, and then tell them to scram, it's got to be just huge for the ego.
I think we were in New York for the draft, and Vinny LeCavalier was setting up shop.
He was.
And there was 5 to 7 teams.
Lining up.
Lining up. He signed in Philly for $5 million.
They
bought him out.
For like a 5-year deal at like $4.5 or $5 million per. And the reports were out there. There were GMs and presidents and owners waiting in the lobby. Vinny LeCavalier was saying, here, I'll call you up when I'm ready.
And Tampa just bought him out because he couldn't play.
Yeah, and he still had that type of pull. Think about what Tom Brady is going to get. Think about what if he's calling up anybody in the league. He could call up John Elway, who is an all-time great. Not quite on the level of Brady, but an inch below him.
Say, I want to come to Denver?
Well, no, you could say, Elway, come here. Fly in on my timeline, give me your pitch, and then go home like a pigeon, and I'll call you if I want to. Like, he could have that level of disrespect if he wants to. I don't think he'll handle it that way.
Right.
But, again, it speaks to, as much as we hate New England, and everyone hates New England, the ratings this year in the playoffs would indicate, and the buzz surrounding Brady and his potential free agency indicates, they sell.
Right.
They sell. People love to hate them or love to love them, and they're intriguing. And it's more about Brady than it is Drew Brees. Like, Brees wasn't even on the radar. Drew Brees could have walked if he wanted to. And no one's even paying attention to it because Tom Brady takes up all of our attention.
But Brees, to me, would he have been plan B?
Yeah.
For a lot of teams if you're looking at...
I think Brees is better than Brady today.
As a player?
Yes, as a player. Not historically, all time. But if I'm building a team for the rest of this year, without knowing the other 52 players on the roster, you start with a quarterback, I think I'd take Drew Brees today over Brady.
Just go on performance last year.
Yeah. Like, it's close. I mean, you could it's close to a coin flip.
I'm taking Brady.
The previous 15 years, I was taking Brady.
Right.
Now, it might be even.
I don't know why he's not just going back to New England. Like, I just, I'm still, like, maybe Belichick has told him to scram. But, like, they're just doing it on a different level.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Belichick was like, you know what, I'm going to look at different options here, and that pissed Tom off.
Would it shock you if Teddy Bridgewater was, I could see Belichick looking at Bridgewater saying, that's exactly who I'm looking for. Young guy, I think he's 27, got a lot to prove, wouldn't have to pay him a ton.
You're paying him, though.
You're paying him. Brady. Yeah, you're paying him. But also a guy, like, you know, you know you're not bringing in Tom Brady. Like, you're not bringing in the next Tom Brady.
Right, right.
But Bridgewater is, you know, he's been through adversity. He's backed up a legend, stepped in, and got the job done in New Orleans. Smaller sample size, but he did it this year.
Right.
I would not be shocked at all if Brady walks, if Bridgewater is in New England. Wouldn't be shocked at all.
Wow.
John Gibbons will join us in about 25 minutes. We got a lot to get into with Gibby. He's got a new gig with the Braves. Does he ever have to leave home to scout? Does he hit the road? I don't know. I can see him just setting up shop at home and just watch it online.
And, awesome.
You know, dealing with higher expectations. He knows it in the city. He's dealt with both ends of the spectrum. And Charlie Montoyo is going to be under the spotlight a lot more this year than he was his rookie season. So what kind of advice would he have for Montoyo? And we'll get into the Houston stuff, because I believe he interviewed for the managerial job. And hopefully he can give us some sort of detail on what was going on there. Did he really want the gig?
Yeah, that's...
like, that would have been a tough job, man.
For sure.
So John Gibbons coming up in about 25 minutes. We've got Bob McKenzie in studio in the next hour. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050. Online, tsn1050.ca. All right, John Gibbons will join us in about 20 minutes. We've got Bob McKenzie in studio at 625. A bunch of trades in the NHL today. And TSN 1050's trade deadline is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Bring on winter in a Subaru. Hurry in for lease and finance rates from 0.99% at your local Ontario Subaru dealer. I'm looking at this read. Was this you, Grappler? Is there any reason why it says bring, but there's like four R's? Was I supposed to accentuate that, or...
I just copy and paste what's sent to me. So,
like, was I really supposed to sell the bring on winter in a Subaru?
How well can you roll your R's? Maybe we can try that out.
Actually,
remember Claude? Remember Claude?
Yeah, Claude. Claude Fegg was the best at it.
Yes,
he was here early on in TSN Radio when he would do updates.
He was a legend.
Legend, great guy, and he would mix in the rolling of the R. Actually, I roll an R pretty well. You roll an R
very
well.
But I think he was, like, he could do, like, the Spanish speak.
That's what he would do, yeah. Like, he'd be doing a baseball read. Yes. Be like, you know, Jays won today 5-4 and
Hector
blah, blah, blah.
Martinez.
And that's what he would, yeah. Top of the seven, Jose Bautista. Like, he'd really, Ricky Romero. It's like, whoa, dude. Selling it.
I can't roll a tongue.
I could never roll my R's forever. And then all of a sudden it connected happened? Like 3 years ago.
Really?
Like Tim Hortons, I think. When is roll up the rim? They still do that or what?
I don't know. I can't even figure out the normal lid.
Yeah, the new lids are a real problem.
I don't know what to push it down, to bring it up. What the hell's going on with that? It's not that hard. Just get a lid that's normal.
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of science behind it.
That's the new norm.
Yeah, I do the pull-up. The pull-up, it works for me. I'm fine with it. But I have noticed that there has, like, Bieber was snapping about it online a couple of months ago.
Was he? Now, what's this cat's care, like, idea? Justin Bieber was on, like...
Well, he's got some new album out.
He was on Fallon the other day trying to teach him how to play hockey.
Yeah.
He has the worst song. It's called, like, Bubbly or whatever.
I don't
something.
Know. This guy writes... He prints money.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, yummy's his new big
all
deal.
All he says is yummy, yummy, yummy for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't heard
what
it.
What is that song? It's not a song.
Listen, he's a talented kid. And
new album out. I guarantee he's making money.
Oh, printing
you know he's making money.
Prince money. But he's also been, obviously a troubled guy.
I think he's gotten over that for the most part.
He's still married to the Baldwin girl?
Yeah, he is, yeah. Haley Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're up here a lot. Like, as far as I know, they're in, like, the GTA and in Stratford or whatever, a fair amount. I'm sure they're in L.A. more, but I think they're up here a fair amount.
I
think he's gotten over a lot of that stuff. I mean,
grown out of it, right?
And even the stuff it was dumb kid stuff.
Right.
It got highlighted because he was a celebrity, but he was still 19, 20, yeah, being a dummy.
I remember he got...
But it wasn't like the craziest thing you've ever heard of.
No, he egged his neighbor's house in L.A., and right. That was like a big deal.
Right.
Like that's not that big of a deal. Now, I think he did have some other issues, but I don't know. I kind of like the guy.
Yeah, whatever. He's got his own thing. I think you talk about peaks and valleys in a career, man. Like, he was starting to really fall off, and then remember he did that roast on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
And he was one of the first, like, big celebrities. Now almost everyone's willing to do it.
Yeah, they roasted him pretty good. That was a good roast.
He got smoked. And then he came out with that album with Sorry on it, yeah, and What Do You Mean, and just monster hit after monster hit. And he was back.
But then he packed it in on tour. He quit.
Yeah,
quit
I think
on
he did pull a shoot on tour.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, the guy is listen, I would never judge him. He's a fantastic talent.
Yeah, well, I'll judge him if I have to.
Well, and the other guys, the other, like, this Drake has disappeared, hey?
You got a problem with that?
What are you going to judge Bieber for?
Well, no, but I mean, like, yeah, don't act as
a weird hero. You're like, I'll judge him if I have to.
It wasn't meant to be.
You noticed the horse eye. I'm like, what the hell are you talking
about? No, I didn't mean it heroically.
What are you going to do, a record?
No, but if he does something stupid, you judge him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. What do we do all day is we talk judge. About stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean by it. Like, you're, Noodles is like, oh, you know, who am I to? Like, I guarantee you, we've carved them before. You've definitely carved them.
We got to ask Mulls to play that back. We're like, I've judged him.
I didn't mean it as like a holier than thou. Wow, no, what a hero. No. I meant, let's have some common sense.
No, I'll judge him if I need to. I was like, this guy's a donkey.
Well, case dismissed.
Case
man.
Dismissed. Case I'll dismissed. Judge him if I have to. Case dismissed. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if he does something dumb, you know we're going to judge him on
and
it.
And I agree.
We'll say, what an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, let's have some perspective.
No, you're right. You're right. I
That's what I meant
by
it.
Listen to this hero talk.
The guy is listen, I've never judged him. He's a fantastic talent.
Yeah. Well, I'll judge him if I have to. That is a bit of
case
a heroic
dismissed.
Line. But,
yeah, case dismissed.
But how about Noodles? He's like, hey, I'll never judge
him. No, I will
We've
judge
him. We've judged him 15 times in this segment.
I call Drake a jock sniffer. That's
right.
Judging.
Case dismissed. Case dismissed.
Yes. I think Biebs is sniffing around a little bit, too. He's got the Leafs out at his hometown. He sniffs a bit.
Yeah.
Well, he and Matthews. We had this conversation a couple times.
Him and Matthews are best friends.
Yeah, Matthews is the one that's really pushing it, I guarantee you.
That's fine.
Like, I think it's a two-way street. I think Bieber thinks it's really cool that he's boys with Matthews, who...
Sure.
Like, Bieber is a legitimate Leaf fan and has been his whole life.
Yeah, they wear winter hats and hoodies that have a logo that my kid could draw on it, and they're $700 a piece.
Right, Gucci or whatever.
No,
but
Drew. It's called Drew, or like Smiley Face.
Yeah, I've seen that. What is that? Like, what company
trust
is
me,
that?
Trust me, it's a...
Like an independent company?
It's a Fruit of the Loom hoodie with a Drew logo on it. It's probably $985.
Yeah, you're sure. Right. Because Matthews wears it and Bieber wears it, and they promote it or whatever. But I guarantee you Matthews is pretty happy about that relationship.
Sure.
Like, I think he's probably been in L.A. with Bieber or Arizona or in Toronto. Like, that. You talk about bar play, man. If Matthews and Bieber walked into a place on King West, case dismissed. Case dismissed.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, Bieber's married and all that, but... Let's say he wasn't. Case dismissed.
Yeah. Just go home. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like
you're
a bat
right.
signal.
Yeah.
We're coming, and every other pigeon needs to stay clear.
Yeah. Find another place.
You will judge them.
I would judging them on the way out. Yeah. Like, if I was in that age bracket, if I'm in the early to mid-20s, single guy.
Case dismissed.
Imagine you're in there, and it's like, oh, Bieber and Matthews are here, too. Case dismissed. Yeah, what do you do? I'm an intern.
It's a difficult thing when you see the shift of momentum. Like, you're trying to play the big wheel, and then a bigger wheel comes in, and then you see the shift of momentum all moving towards the bigger deal, and you're like, I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yeah, just feathers.
That's enough.
That's
feathers, and you're looking for scraps, and you're digging and working in the corners, and you morphed into a role player.
Yeah.
Within 2 minutes.
Yes. You went from a star in the American Hockey League to a grit grinder on the fourth line in the NHL.
Yeah, and the worst was in places like L.A. where it's like, okay, hockey guys are there, and then movie stars show up, and you're like, I'm a grinder in the corner right now, and I'm looking for minutes, and I got to work.
Well, my understanding is the way it works, probably everywhere, but especially in L.A., in Vegas, Like, if you have a VIP and someone better walks in, they will not be shy to walk up to you and say, you're out.
Yeah, they will physically lift you out.
That is a rotten move.
It is.
But they will physically lift you out. We had a better table than DiCaprio one night at a bar called Club Light in Vegas. And the only reason we got to keep it is because the promoter was buddies with a friend of a friend. So DiCaprio's table was, like, next to us.
That's bold. Like, bold.
We thought
that wouldn't have counted in LA.
And the bouncers weren't rolling up on Strutty. And
I would give
them
a finger just to add good measure.
You should have invited them
on that one.
You want to come over to our table?
Yeah. Leo, come on
over.
Send
him a drink.
Jack, John Gibbons, and Bob McKenzie in the final hour. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.